हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण नमस्कार एवरीबॉडी कैन हियर सो टुडे इज ए ऑस्पिशियस ওরকমই থাক না ওটাকে কেন ওই করছি আমরা জানলা কিছু বন্ধ করে দিলে ভালো যেরকম হাওয়া আসছে না জানলা কিছু বন্ধ করে কিছু জানলা বন্ধ করে সো টুডে ইজ এ অস্পিশিয়াস অ্যাপিয়ারেন্স ডে অফ শ্রীমতী রাধারানী সো উই নো নাথিং অ্যাবাউট কৃষ্ণ We are materially contaminated. Become purified, then come. Then know Krishna. Radharani, difficult. Those are Brahman realized. Because Brahma's Ananda. बहुनाम जन्मनाम अंते ज्ञानवान मनुष्यानाम सहस्रेश बेटर आई थिंक आई वुड लव टू रीड व्हाट प्रभुपाद इज सेइंग बेटर व्हाई विल से मॉन्ट्रियल 30th August 1968 व्हाट प्रभुपाद सेज राधारानी सैपियंस डे Today is our Radharani's Stomi ceremony. We must speak now something about Radharani, then I shall go up. So for Radharani, today is the birthday, Srimati Radharani. Radharani is the pleasure potential of Krishna, who gives pleasure to Krishna. Krishna is the supreme Brahman. Just try to understand. Krishna is supreme Brahman. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Param Bhavan. So, when Param Brahma wants to enjoy, he won't be enjoying something material. Prabhu is also enjoying. We are also enjoying. We cannot have this enjoying spirit. Enjoying spirit is there in Parabrahma. Otherwise, we cannot have this enjoying spirit. Because you are part and parcel of Krishna, therefore, we have got that enjoying spirit, but that is materially contaminated. Materially contaminated. Ice cream. Brahmananda, one is enjoying, he is not after. The fact is there, because Krishna, he is enjoying. His enjoying spirit we have got also, but I don't know how to enjoy. We are trying to enjoy in the matter, and the dull matter, that is, but that is spiritual. But Krishna is enjoying. So Brahman, Brahma, Brahma Sukhanubhutta. People are trying to feel what is Brahma Sukh. Pleasure of Brahmanubhav, that is not material pleasure. I won't say anything, simply what Prabhupada said, a little bit irrelevant. So many yogis, they have given up their family life, their kingdom, meditating to achieve that Brahman pleasure. Because in India, so many kings, they gave up. King Bharat, he was the emperor of the world, gave up at the age of 24 or 5, left his beautiful wife, kingdom, so much power, name, fame, property, everything. Why? For this. Lord Buddha, the same thing. The beautiful lady is in a palace. This is material. Actually, the idea is Brahman pleasure. So many brahmacharis, so many sannyasis, they are trying to achieve Brahman pleasure. Yes? They are doing so much austerity. What is the use of remaining brahmachari and sannyasi? Unless they get some higher pleasure. Unless somebody is a nutcase. Right? And in order to achieve that Brahman pleasure, they are neglecting. They are kicking out all this material pleasure. Who can kick out? Who can kick out? Everybody is mad after eating, sleeping, mating. Everybody. 99% people. There's a few people are coming to Krishna consciousness. How many percentage? Nothing. Because it doesn't matter. Still, it's good. Most of them are more or less on the hog and dog's level. After death, this what is called in English? Hedonistic, simply bhogai sojjo, how to enjoy. Enjoying spirit, material enjoyment, is sense gratification is the be all and end all. Is there an English word? Be all and end all, sense gratification. Drink life to the leaves, last drop of whatever. That is everybody is. The next life, I don't know, whatever, it will be hog, dog. But not the devotees. They will take nice Krishna prasad. They'll go join with Radharani, Krishna. Siddham Sudham to enjoy. Mother Jashoda, Nandava. Mother Jashoda, Rohini giving. Nice. Lalita di sakhi gane avasara paayi. You know, you see how nice things Radharani. Rohini, Mother Jashoda is giving to Krishna before going to the forest. Now we have to understand, do we like to join them? Or like to come back here? If we want to join them with Krishna, Radharani and the Sakhis, we will be attracted to all this. Not at the same time, material pleasure. No. Again come back, again do devotional service. In order to achieve the Brahman pleasure, they're neglecting, they're kicking out just the six Goswamis. That is our goal. Takta Tumunama, Ashesha Mandal, big high class families, they're giving up. Give up their position of a finance minister, prime minister. They're running the whole country actually. King is going for hunting, Nawab of Bengal. Kaupila Kanthasthito. The bare necessities of life, just to cover their body. Eating after a whole day, little chapati, little cheese, chippies, a little matha after a whole day. Raghunath Das Goswami, throwing out all, you know, bad rice, rejected. Cows don't eat, and he is washing them, melted, and dry up, and
చైతన్య మహాప్రభు. అరే సచ్ ఎ వండర్ఫుల్, యు ఆర్ నాట్, యు ఆర్ డిప్రైవింగ్ అస్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్. రిచ్ మ్యాన్ సన్, హి యూజ్డ్ టు ఈట్ సో మెనీ ఫస్ట్ క్లాస్ థింగ్ అండ్ హి ఈజ్ ఈటింగ్ నౌ. వై? హి మస్ట్ బి గెటింగ్ సంథింగ్ ఎల్స్. ఐ హావ్ ప్లెజర్. We find all these things in the Goswami. So Prabhupada said, Goswami, six Goswami is our goal. The Mataji is this, Mata Jannava, preacher, Vishnu Priya, she is chanting one round and putting one rice. Then after whole day, whatever rice grain collected, he cooks up and eats them. Of course, he shouldn't do that. But this is an ideal example. So, do you think that Roman pleasure is so ordinary? This material pleasure, to achieve a portion of Roman pleasure, if they are kicking off all this material pleasure, don't talk ourselves. We are ordinary men. In the history, we have got instances of the Bharat Maharaj, under whose name the planet is called Bharat Varsha. I already told you. He was the empire of the whole world. Beautiful wife, young children, but at the age of 24, gave up everything. That is the whole story. Then again, Lord Buddha, he was a prince, not an ordinary man. Kshatriya, always enjoying the association of beautiful ladies inside the palace. Pleasure accustomed in every oriental countries. I go to Sheikh, 160 Begum, you know, the Amid, that Faisal, that Saudia king died, he had got so many beautiful ladies, they're doing like that. So Lord Buddha, but he's not giving up. So Lord Buddha, was in such pleasure, but he gave up everything. Began to meditate. There are many hundreds of instances in Indian history to realize the Brahman pleasure. They gave up everything. That is tapasya. Tapasya means voluntarily accepting something severe for realizing supreme pleasure. We are getting up early in the morning. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this much. Get up early in the morning. Come to Mangala. Or go to distribute book and face harassment sometimes. People, I know, sometimes somebody punch, somebody spat it. But still devotee goes. Devotee is jailed. Devotee is tortured. Why he is going to, again he is coming to Krishna consciousness. Why? It's just for happiness. Died in the jail in Russia. One lady died, she was shot, one American devotee in North America, just to save her god brothers. A dictator wanted to shoot them. Why you correct me, this, that, criticizing me? No, no, you can't kill them, they are devotees. No, no, just for simply for this reason. No. Make them stand there in the line. No, you can't. Usually he doesn't torture the woman. Okay, make her stand also. She died. She knew this guy is serious, he may kill. She said, no, you can't kill my God, man. They are innocent. They are preaching court questions. She died. Why she died? Easily gave her most valuable life. Who likes to give? Serving Krishna, she must be getting some pleasure, which compared to this, this is nothing maybe, this life. Such high sacrifice. How many people will do? This we have to think of. So many devotees were tortured in the jail. Lost their near and dear one. Some woman lost her Premavati, lost her baby. Still, she is still in the movement. What she got? Why she is sticking to? This time she said she lost her husband also. Still she is carrying on Krishna consciousness.
This we have to think of. What is Brahman pleasure?
This is called tapasya. So, if for testing a little Brahman pleasure, all materialist pleasure are to be given up, do you think that the Supreme Brahman Lord Krishna is enjoying this material pleasure? Is it very reasonable? This Krishna, he is enjoying Lakshmi, Mama Savita, Lakshmi, Sahasra Sata Samrama Sevamanam, Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. Thousands of Lakshmi, thousands are serving. Hundreds of thousands of goddess of fortune engaged in service. Do you think these Lakshmis are material women? Like your mother, like your sister, like your wife? How Krishna can take pleasure in material women? No, this is mistake. But those are doing that. They are sahaja, taking it easy. The Prabhupada said, unless you become a liberated soul, and control your urges of God. Kam, krodh, lobh, moha, mad, matsarjo. Don't touch on these things. Raganuga bhakti, radhe radhe. I remember, I was once, I think, Prabhupada's Radharani. I said, Prabhupada, whole lecture you didn't mention a single time Radharani. Lecture is over. Prabhupada didn't tell me, come. But privately told me, this is not for everyone. This is for liberated soul. So that is why I am reading, I won't tell you. We will think when the day will come, we will be able to be liberated. Yeah. That is good. Be sincere and honest. Don't be big mouth and talk big words. He expands his ananda chinmaya rasa. This is chinmaya ananda. Rasa. Many person doesn't know what rasa means. Rasa means from which you get some pleasure. It's very deep meaning, the word rasa. As a mother, father, a feeding son, they get one type of pleasure. Son is happy, she gets more pleasure than son. And seeing son happy, seeing husband happy, eating, and he gets more pleasure, she gets. Ananda chinmaya rasapati bhavita abhir jayeva nija rupa kalabhi. In the Brahma Samhita, you will find that he expands his ananda chinmaya rasa, the mellow of transcendental pleasure potency. And these gopis are expansion of his pleasure potency. And Radharani is the center of all these pleasure potencies. So Radharani is not, don't take Radharani as an ordinary woman. Like your wife, your sister, or mother. This is common in India. Sometimes they joke about that. Where is your Radha? Where is your Krishna? Men, women, grihastha, they say, among themselves. Very cheap. Of course, it's not in the Western country, they don't. In India, people are sahaja, men. Maharaj, this is my Gopal. After hearing all these things, show his grandson. He said, you know, it's very serious. Then you'll come back here again to your Gopal. But then you may not have a human body. Huh? Who knows? Sentimental. You should be very serious. So subject. Maharaj, this is my Gopal. After hearing all these things, show his grandson. He said, you know, it's very serious. Then you'll come back here again to your Gopal. But then you may not have a human body. Huh? Who knows? Energetic. From which energy is coming? Without energy, what is the, no point of calling energetic. sun, if there is no light, if there is no heat, no meaning of sun. No meaning of sun. Like that. Inseparable. Is the word inseparable? Can I say? You cannot separate one from the other. If there is a flower, it is supposed to have smell, no smell. What sort of flower? There is some flower, of course, no smell. Nowadays. So she is the pleasure princess. She was found by her father in the field. While father was ploughing, that means Sita Devi. There's a difference between Sita and Krishna. There is a very subtle difference. While father was ploughing, Janak Raj, he didn't have any son, daughter, and gave his wife, take this, I got this. He was lying there, the child was. He had no children, so he caught it, presented it to the queen. Oh, here you have got a very nice child. How you got it? Oh, in the field. Just see, Radhani's janma is like that. It's not ordinary janma. Yes, Krishna janma, janma karma chame dibbam. He is coming out from the pillar. He is coming out from the nose of Brahma. Brahadev, small, and then becoming bigger. He is coming out from the pillar, Nrisimhadev. He is just appearing in front of, in the cell, prison, in front of Vasudeva and Devaki, with Sankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma. Who is born like this? Janma karma chame dibbam. And he is appearing not like us, because of our karma. Karma is forcing us, born in India, born in America, become a bhakta, no bhakta. Forced by karma. He is not forced, he is atma-maya, by sweet will. By sweet will. He wants to come? He's coming. He wants to come from the nose of Brahma? He wants to come from the pillar, Nishinade? He wants to just appear in front of Devaki Bhushan? So this janma is today, Radha. This name is sometimes found in Bhagavad. Not found. People say, why you talk about Radha? Actually, many Puran, Radha is past time is mentioned. She is the original, just today, very nicely decorated by the Matajis. Nice photo of Radharani written. Original Tulsi Devi, original Ganga. Somewhere it is written, I read one. Stotra from somewhere, Loma Vaivatam. Radha Krishna together turn into Ganga. So, you say, on Naradhitya, they do not know how to see. Sukadeva Goswami doesn't want to mention all these things. So she kept a veil. Covered it. It's not meant for everyone. See, he doesn't like to mention directly. This is our Bhushanath Chakrut Thakur explained. There are many gopis, but there is mentioned that by a particular gopi he served more pleasingly. Krishna accept this gopi's service more gladly. Anya Aradhiti. Hey, Aradhiti. I asked, what is the meaning? Prabhupada said, Aradhite and Radha, you understand? Nobody can excel in service to Krishna. That is why she is called Radha. They said the best thing is to always meditate on the lotus feet of Radharani and expect her mercy. She is very soft-hearted. If she is pleased, she will recommend Krishna. Krishna, I am not a devotee. Here is your devotee. Give your mercy. Then it is here. They said, Brajavasis in Vrindavan, they don't chant that much as Radhe Radhe. But we have no spontaneous attraction to Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we follow our usual. We say Radha Krishna, Hare Krishna. We have not yet spontaneous attraction. We are not liberated. We are spontaneous. So Radha and Krishna. Krishna is the enjoyer, he wants to enjoy. So he is the supreme Brahman. He cannot enjoy anything. He is Atmaram. He can enjoy it in himself, Atmaram. Therefore, Radhani is the expansion of his pleasure potency. Krishna has not got to seek external things for his pleasure. No, he is in himself full, he is Atmaram. Atmaramascha Muneho. Atmaram don't look for pleasure, something. Atma he gets. So Krishna is Atmaram. So Krishna expands himself. Krishna becomes Radharani in another form. So Radha and Krishna are same, but in two different forms. That's all. Just to enjoy. We are given, Prabhupada said, suppose you are given big kingdom. Now, this is yours. But you alone here. Would you enjoy? No. There should be the other person you share. Then you enjoy. Another place Prabhupada said that. Similarly, wherever there is Krishna, there is Radharani. Because non-different. Sun, where is there energetic? There must be energy. And there is energy, there must be energy. Inseparable. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. Radha, Krishna, Pranaya, Vikitri, Ladini, Shakti. Prasya, Shakti, Vividai, Vishwati. Krishna has got many Shakti. Many, many. The original Shakti is Radharani. And from Radharani, again expansion, Lalita, Vishakha, Champakalata, Sridevi, Sudevi, Rangadevi, Tungavidya, so many, thousands of thousands. So Radha is supreme, Krishna is supreme, but in order to enjoy, they become two. They have divided into two. Okay, they become one as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That one means Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna in ecstasy of Radharani. Sometimes Krishna is in ecstasy of Radharani. Sometimes Radha is in ecstasy of Krishna. It reminds me of the story of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. One day Radharani told Krishna, I had a strange dream last night. What is that? What is that dream? So, he is telling, I saw somebody, she is crying. And all the time, Krishna, Krishna. We know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Very beautiful place. River, green, lush green, and with others, he is doing, glorifying Krishna with his associates. Krishna is smiling. Yeah? Who is he? I can't understand. Then again, he is saying, another time, he seems like you, he is saying, about Radha, Radha. He is looking for Radha. Then Krishna, simply smiling, he is not saying anything. And later on, Krishna revealed that he will appear as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he will be crying for Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Then told Radharani, the meaning of this is this. The meaning of your dream is this. But I didn't reveal to you. That you have seen already in dream. Vishnu Chakravarti is called the story, if you can read it, I am not telling in detail. These are all for liberators. It's called Shapno Vilas. See, transcendental dream of Radharani is telling Krishna. This is going on, but the whole thing is Radha Krishna means one, the Supreme. Radha Krishna philosophy is very great philosophy. It is to be understood in the liberated states. Radha Krishna philosophy is not to be understood in the conditional stage. But when we worship Radha Krishna in our conditional state, actually you are worshipping Lakshmi Narayan. You have seen that picture, this Vidhi mark and Rag mark. Sometimes we have got emblem, you see. They say Radha Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan. One is Vaishojya, Krishna's, that is Vidhi. One is Madhurya. That is, means Rag mark. Those are the spontaneous love for Krishna. We don't have, still we are. Ding ding. What is that? Ice cream. How can I, at that time you can understand Radha Krishna Maharaj? What do you think? We can? I don't think. What do you think? Hot pizza. Patram kuspam pizang tuvam. I don't think. I don't think. Yeah? What? This is what I understood from Prabhupada. Krishna said, this, patram kuspam. When you like, you give it to Krishna. Okay. You can't manage. No, sir. No. Don't pretend. Don't pretend. Be simple and honest. This condition. You have to come back again here. Read this thing. And when we worship Radha Krishna in our conditions, actually we worship Lakshmi Narayan. You have seen that picture, this Vidhi mark and Rag mark. Radha Krishna worship is on the platform of pure love. Lakshmi Narayan worship is on the regulative principle. Don't do this, don't do that. Do this, do this. So long we do not develop our pure love, we have to worship that on the regulative principle. Vidhi bhakti. Vidhi means rule regulation. Follow rule. Come to Mangala Arati. Follow four regulative principles. Listen, attend the classes. Are you developing attachment to Krishna Katha? Oh, you have got attachment to other Katha also, material. No. That Goswami didn't show. One has to become a brahmachari. One has to become a sannyasi. One has to perform worship in this way. In the morning, he has to rise. He has to offer. So many rules regulations. There are at least 64 rules regulations. So we shall introduce them gradually as you develop. So in the Bodhi Vidhi mark, when you have no love for God or Krishna, you have to follow the regulative principles. And automatically, there is in practice. When practicing, just like you practice this midanga play in the beginning, it is not in order. But when you become well-versed in the practice, the sound will come so nice. Similarly, when we are engaged by regulative principle in the worship of Radha and Krishna, that is called Vidhimar. And actually, when you are on the love platform, now we are on the love platform of so many things. Then that is called Ragmar. So without Vidhimar, if anyone wants to learn Ragmar immediately, that is foolishness. A fool. Sahaja. That is foolishness. Nobody can pass MA examination without going through regulative principles of primary school, secondary school, colleges. You qualify yourself, not I have become a Brahmin, I have become a sannyasi, I have become a guru and then disappear. What is this? This is all institution. Run the institution. We cannot cheat others. We have to face the reality. You have to face the day. What the history will tell. You are Brahmin, you have got the Brahminical qualities, Krishna will see that. You are a sannyasi, you have got the sannyasi quality, Krishna will see that. In the institution, maybe institutional people, they will accept you, you have got dress, good. You have got sadhu, you have got tilak, mala, that's good. The scripture, sastra chakshus, scripture will see, you have got this quality of Vaishnava, you have got these 28 qualities, Krishna said, you are Vaishnava. You have got 26 qualities, Chaitanya, you are Vaishnava. Otherwise, better than outside. This Kali Yuga problem, what can be done? Now I remember, when a saintly person comes and deliver others, engage others, Krishna said, maybe thousands are coming, as the year passes, we don't see old faces that way. Why? He has to pass the test of beauty. Krishna will test all of us. Everybody is tested. All of us is tested. All of us. All of us tested. It's not a cheap thing. I have become this, I have become that. So somebody asks, why they go away? The saintly person says, mental platform. Maybe this, maybe that. We have to come to the spiritual platform. Officially, okay, I am this, I am that, I have done this, I have done that. What about your qualification? Have you controlled your lusty desire? Prabhupada, how do I know I am pure? Look, when you see sense object, you feel lusty? Then you know whether you become pure or not. Huh? So you can see here how far you are away, or how close you are to all these things. We can know this way, we can test ourselves. Must have been done in past life devotional service, and that's why you are sticking to it still now. Many born somewhere in the Vedic culture are still not coming. Why? Why? Because he is in mode of passion, ignorance, anything contaminated. He cannot come. Some are far away, coming, dedicating their life, giving everything. He must have done so much for Krishna. Krishna again, please come. Preach, make other people, make them, these people bhakta. Then make them so many. You see today, so many bhakta. Came from all parts of Bengal, outside. They forgot? They are reminding. Krishna devotee coming from different parts of the world, reminding him, look, he is your God, love him. Not love your country, love your body, love your so called nyan and dhyan. That you can take it away. As long as you are attached to body, this, that, so eva go khara, your animal platform. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. This is 99% people. How can you think of this other? They said, Bhupa is not telling much. So therefore, I mean to say, indulge in discussions of Radha. I hardly spoke. I was there in one of his lectures. And I said, he didn't talk hardly the word in that. He said, it's not meant for me. But anyway, I was still saying. Become free from all the lusty desire. Rather, God, with regulative principle, at the present moment, gradually, as you become purified, as you become on the transcendental platform, you will understand what is Radha Krishna. Don't try to understand Radha Krishna very quickly. It is a very big subject. If we want to understand Radha Krishna very quickly, then there will be so many prakita sahajiyas. Sahajiya, the word comes from sahaj. Sahaj means easy. Try to understand easily what is Radha Rani, what is Krishna. You are at the bodily level, you want to understand those things. No. In India, there are prakita sahajiyas. Just like Radha Krishna dancing. Radha Krishna has become a plaything. The painting Radha Krishna, Krishna and Radharani enjoying physically, they are all nonsense. Radha Krishna philosophy has to be understood by liberated person. Now please raise hand who thinks he is liberated. Not by conditioned soul. So we shall avail for the fortunate moment when we are liberated. Then we shall understand Radha Krishna Pranavikriti, because Krishna and Radha, they are not on the material field. Try to understand. This is Jiva Goswami's analysis, that Krishna is the Supreme Brahman. The Supreme Brahman cannot accept anything material. So Radha is not in the material field. Now there is a very nice song. Shall we sing? I shall sing, if you can play on the harmonium. Yes, this is Rupa Goswami's song. Radha is glorified. Maybe we should glorify Radha today. Radhe jaya jaya madhava dhaite. Kakula taruni mandala mahite. Damodara roti vardhana bese. Hori nishti sabinda viti nishese. Radhe jaya jaya madhava jaya. Vishwabhanu dodhi navasukhi leke. Lalita sukhi guna ramita vishake. Radhe jaya jaya madhava jaya. Sparda kuru mai karuna bharite. Chana pasana tana varnita charite. Radhe jaya jaya madhava. So nice, we glorify Radharani. If Radharani is pleased, then we are successful. We can get the sannidhis to Radha Krishna in one way. He say, topmost devotee, they meditate on the lotus feet of Radha Krishna. We shall more maybe on Radharani. We see is very soft hearted. We strictly follow, maintain our purity. And she is pleased, she will recommend Krishna, he is good devotee, I am nothing. And Krishna has to, Krishna cannot refuse Radharani's request, recommendation. So you can easily get easily recognized by Krishna and get his service, Radha Krishna. This song was sung by Rupa Goswami. He is the real person, actual person to understand Radha Krishna. So he says, all glories to Radharani. Radhe jaya jaya madhava dvaite. She is so dear to Krishna. Krishna, everyone is trying to love Krishna. But Krishna is trying to love Radharani. Somebody else. Now how great she is then. You can think of it. Just try to understand. Everyone, the whole world, the whole universe, all living entities, they are trying to love Krishna. Krishna Prem. Lord Chaitanya describes Prem of Martha Mahan. Rupa Goswami described that you are distributing Krishna Prem. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Namo Mahavada Nayam. Krishna Prem Pradayata. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Devi. Gaura Tishana. By Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grace, it may become easier. So, Krishna Prem is so valuable, but Krishna is after Radharani. Just see how Radharani is great. Yes. How great. Just try to understand the greatness of Radharani. Therefore, she is great. We have to offer our respect. Radhe jaya jaya madhava daite. How she is. Kukla taruni mandala mahite. Taruni means young cowherd girls. Even she enchants the cowherd, other cowherd girls, gopis. She is most beautiful. She is enchanting the young cowherd girls. She is so beautiful. Damodara roti vardhana veshe. She always dresses so nicely that pleases Krishna, attracts Krishna. Becomes attracted, Krishna, become attracted by her exquisite beauty. Hari Niskuta Brinda Vipineshe. She is the only lovable object of Krishna. She is the only lovable object of Krishna. She is the queen of Vrindavan. She is queen. You will find in Vrindavan, if you go to Vrindavan, everyone is worshipping Radharani. Rani means queen. They are always speaking, Jai Radhe, Radharani ki Jai. All the devotees in Vrindavan, they are worshippers of Radharani. Hari Niskuta, Vrinda Vipineshe. Vrishobhanu Dadhi. Vrishobhanu Dadhi. Nava Shoshi Lekhe. She appeared as the daughter of King Vrishobhanu. Her companion, Lalita Shakhi, Vishakha Shakhi, the devotees. So, on behalf of pure devotees of Krishna, Rupa Goswami is praying. Karuna kuru mai karuna bharite. Oh, my worshipable Radharani, you are full of mercy. So I am begging of your mercy. Because you are so merciful, very easily you offer, bestow your mercy. So I am begging your mercy. Karuna kuru mai karuna bharite. You are full of mercy, karuna bharite. Sanaka Sanatana Bhavanitacha. Now, somebody may say, oh, you are so great, learned scholar, you are so great, saintly person, and you are begging mercy from an ordinary girl. How is that? Therefore, Rupa Goswami is saying, no, oh, this is not an ordinary girl, Radharani. Sanaka Sanatana Bhavanitacha. This girl's description is possible to be made by great saintly persons like Sanak Sanatana. She is not an ordinary person. So the lesson is that we should not treat Radhani as ordinary girl or Krishna as ordinary man. They are the supreme absolute truth, but in the absolute truth there is the pleasure potential that is exhibited in the dealings of Radha Krishna. Radha expansion at the all the gopis. Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Prabhupada here finishes his lecture, that is another of our lecture of Radha Rani Chapter. Thank you very much. Chant Hare Krishna. Can you chant? Then another sloka Ramchandra. Then again another day's lecture. If you want, I can read it. What did they announce regarding class? This boy told me Maharaj, you speak 6:30 to 7:30. Then 6:30 to 7:30. Somebody else is speaking? Anybody knows? Japta Maharaj? So he's still down there. He's speaking Bengali. Huh? Hey Radharani, please reveal to us what we should do. Shall I go on reading? What you say? I'll do it. What Prabhupada says, yes. By saying here, Radharani, today is Radharani's happiness day, so we should try to understand Radharani's feature. Radharani is the pleasure potential, Ladini Shakti, Anandamayo Abhasha. Vedanta Sutra, absolute truth is described as Anandamaya, always in pleasure potential. That Anandamaya potency, just like Ananda. When you want ananda, pleasure, you cannot have it alone. You can enjoy. When you are in the circles of friends, family, and other relationships, you feel pleasure, just like I am speaking. The speaking is very pleasing. When there are many persons here, I can't speak alone here. That is not ananda. I can speak here at night, dead of night, nobody there. That is not ananda. Ananda means there must be others. So because Krishna, the absolute truth is Anandamaya. Therefore, Eko Bhushyam, he became many. So we are also Krishna's part and person to give pleasure to Krishna. The chief pleasure potency is Radharani. Radharani gives Krishna, has pleasure. Radha Krishna Pranam Vigiti Ladini Shakti Rasma. So Krishna is Parabrahma. So you know from Bhagavad Gita, when Arjuna understood Bhagavad Gita, he affirmed Krishna, Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavittam, Paramanbhavan. So Krishna is Parabrahma. So in this material world, we see that a great saint person, simply to enjoy Brahmananda, he gives up everything of material enjoyment. He becomes sannyasi, aham brahmasmi, just to understand that he is in Brahman realization. So if one has to give up everything material for Brahman realization, do you think Parabrahma, the Supreme Brahma, can enjoy anything material? No. Krishna's enjoyment is nothing material. This point should be understood. Are you after material enjoyment? This should be understood. Then you can know what is Krishna. For Brahman realization, we are giving up everything material. How for a Brahman can enjoy anything material? This question has been very much nicely discussed by Jiva Goswami. So when the Parabrahma, first of all, the Parabrahma information is not there in the material world, little Brahman information is there. A little Paramatma information is there, but not Parabrahma or Bhagavan information. Therefore it is said, Manushyaram Shastresu Kuschit Jati Siddhaya. Siddhaya means to understand Brahman or Paramatma. And out of many such persons who have realized Brahman, Paramatma, hardly a person can know Krishna. That's all. What you can understand about Krishna's pleasure potency? If I want to know Krishna, if I want to know something big, man, that is one process. And without knowing the big man, how can I understand about his internal affairs? Similarly, if we do not understand Krishna, how we can understand how Krishna is enjoying? That is not possible. But the Goswamis, they are giving us information. What is the pleasure potency of Krishna? That is Srimati Radharani. So we have described about Radha Krishna loving affairs in our teachings of Lord Chaitanya. In the page 264, if you have got this book, you can read it. How the reciprocation of loving affairs. Radha Krishna is there, transcendental. So our today prayer to Radharani, we pray to Radharani because she is the pleasure potency of Krishna. Krishna means all attractive. But Radharani is also great, so great that he attracts even Krishna. You know, Krishna is called Madan Mohan, and Radharani is called Madan Mohan Mohini. We are attracted by Madan. In this material world, we are attracted by sense object. This Kandarpa, the demigod, he does this thing, causes this attraction to our sense object. And Krishna is not there. And those demigod, Krishna's beauty, Kandarpa Koti, derives the beauty of millions of cupids put together. So how beautiful is Krishna? But even that beautiful Krishna, Krishna himself, sometimes enchanted. You see, in the floor, shiny floor, he's looking at. So beautiful, he's enchanted. But when he's after Radharani, Radharani can enchant even Krishna. So he is Madana Mohana Mohini. He's far from us. We can think of all this thing. An idea. She attracts Krishna even. Krishna is all attractive. She is attractive to Krishna. So what is the position of Srimati Radharani? We should try to understand this day, today, this thing. How great Radharani is. And offer our obeisances to Radharani. Radhe, Vrindavaneshwari, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe, Vrindavaneshwari. Vishwanu Sri Devi Punamani. Oh, our business is Radharani. You are so dear to Krishna. So we offer our respectful obeisance to you. Taptukan Chana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishwanu Sri Punamani. Radhani, you are Haripriya. You are very dear to Krishna. So if we approach Krishna through Radharani, through the mercy of Radharani, then it becomes very easy. If Radharani recommends that this devotee is very nice, Krishna, then Krishna immediately accepts. So our method is so nice. Actually, difficult is uphill, stiff, but it makes it very easy. Because it is recommended by Radharani, Krishna accepts. Therefore, in Vrindavan, you will find all devotees there chanting more Radharani's name than Krishna's. Wherever you will go, you will find the devotees are addressing Jai Radhe. You all find still in Vrindavan, they are glorifying Radharani. They are more interested in worshipping Radharani. Because however fallen I may be, if some way or other I can please Radharani, then it is very easy for me to understand Krishna. Otherwise, manushyanam sahasra, out of millions, one can achieve hardly perfection. That means become liberated. We are far away from this. I remember, there is one, Kripa Katakha Radharani, or another one, Raghunathas Goswami. He is always saying, oh, my dear Radharani, I am yours. Simply, I am yours, I am yours. I only belong to you. I am yours. Very nice. Raghunathas Goswami's prayer. I think Bilap Kushilvanjali, first of all, he is always crying. Raghunathas Goswami. Ki, scholar, bolo. Bilap Kushilvanjali? Raghunathas Goswami? The Raghunathas Goswami, Barbar Bolse, I am yours. Oh Radharani, I am yours. Last line, bottom line, always. Every verse, I am yours. Bhakti Dana Saraswati Thakur, when he will be talking about Radharani, Gandharpika Giridhari. He was overwhelmed, his voice choked up, he couldn't speak. Bhakti Dana Saraswati Thakur. Radharani can't understand. We just pray to Radharani, pray obeisance again and again. If you go by speculative process, to understand Krishna, it will take many, many lives. But if you take devotional service, Radharani is the embodiment of devotional service. Just try to please Radharani. Krishna will be gotten very easily. Because Radharani can deliver Krishna. He is so great devotee. The emblem of Mahabhagava. Krishna is Rasraj. And she is Mahabhag. She is Mahabhag. Rasraj Mahabhag. This is ultimate goal. This is very high. Even Krishna cannot understand what is Radharani's quality. You can think of, if Krishna cannot understand what is Radharani's quality, even Krishna, although he says, Vedaham Samhitani, I know everything, still he fails to understand Radharani. Radharani is so great. He says that actually Krishna knows everything. In order to understand Radharani, Krishna accepts the position of Radharani. Krishna wanted to understand the potency of Radharani. Krishna thought that, I am full, I am complete in every respect, but still I want to understand Radharani. Why? This propensity made Krishna obliged to accept the propensities of Radharani to understand Krishna himself. These are, of course, very transcendental, great signs. One who is advanced in Krishna consciousness, well conversant with the Shastra, they can understand. But still, we can discuss from the Shastra. When Krishna wanted to understand himself, he took the tendency of Srimati Radharani. And that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki? Radha Bhavaduti Subalitam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, but he has accepted the propensity of Radharani. As Radharani is always feeling of separation of Krishna. Similarly, in position of Radharani, Lord Chaitanya was feeling separation of Krishna. That is the teaching of Chaitanya, feeling separation. Prabhupada also said, feel separation from Krishna. We should feel, if you want to make advancement in Krishna, feel separation from Krishna. That is the teaching of the Goswamis. That is the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Feeling separation, not meeting. I look for Krishna in the bushes of Vrindavan. No, then saw him. I saw Krishna. They never say the Goswami. The process of devotional service taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his disciplic succession, is how to feel separation, Vipralamba. Radharani's position, always feeling separation. Radharani is always feeling separation. Chaitanya and the Goswamis, they also when they were in Vrindavan, they never said, I have seen Krishna. Although they were the most perfect, they never said, I have seen Krishna. Their prayers were like that. He Radhe Brajadevi ke, He Nandasunaha Kutaha. He Radhe, He Radharani, He Radhe, Brajadevi ke. So, Radharani does not remain alone. She remains always with his or her friends, Braja Devike, Lalita, Vishakha and other damsels of Vrindavan. So the Goswamis, Maharaj, this time. I am not saying anything, just reading from her. they said to me.
Take a time for
I'm just leaving.